Good morning. Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. I go by the name of Chicken and I'm in studio with Comrade Baby. What's up, homie?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
It seems to me like there's a lot of... I don't know if it's just me, but I walked out of the house and felt like I was freezing to death.
This is not winter. This is not winter at all. Last year we had winter. Namibia's winter is funny. It fluctuates. It's funny.
Maybe because 90% of the time last year we were in lockdown, so I was always indoor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It but felt like, nah, nothing.
Do you know what made me think yesterday, Helmut? Mm-hmm. One Chinese guy there on one of them Chinese channels online said that the problem with liberal society is that even if a leader is incompetent, basically complacent, corrupt, and useless, it doesn't matter because that person can still be legitimate. And that's the problem with liberal societies. And another thing is that, Comrade Hengari, this is what the homie says about what Malema said about the NEEFF.
The president's microphone.
Yes, yes, okay. Our salad. Namibia is not a colony of South Africa. We do not accept interference in our affairs. Our country is run by law and order. Any action that is contrary to the rule of law will be dealt with accordingly. Presidential spokesperson Alfredo Hengari responding to the South African politician Julius Malema labeling the SWAPO-led government as corrupt. Now, what Comrade Hengari doesn't know is that according to SACU, Namibia is a South African colony. According to Shoprite, according to Hollard, according to FNB, according to Standard Bank, according to Santam, Old Mutual, according to maybe who? Can you think of other names, Helmut?
According to Namibia.
Multi-choice.
According to
Mnet,
SWAPO, Southwest African People's Organization.
According to those guys, we are a South African colony. Hengari must not come and confuse us. Until those things are addressed, parliamentary level,
look, I don't think
legislature.
I don't think you should blame Hengari for this.
I'm not blaming him in anything. I'm just saying. I'm reminding him that we are a South African colony.
No, I'm just trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm, okay.
See, pointing fingers at Hengari is like me blaming WhatsApp for the, you know, insults that my ex-girlfriend sends to me.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's just a delivery. Now with this guy, okay, don't tell me he knows. Believe me, that speech is coming with one fat check, so I would do the same.
Yeah.
In this economy, I would make it even better.
So now, Helmut, I'll tell you one thing. Do you know who I think should be our next SWAPO presidential candidate? I've got three names. I think it should be Itula, Swartboy, and Venani.
So let me get this straight. You want clean teeth? Land and Mercedes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
now
yes,
that
yes.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because you know, Itula and Swartboy are SWAPO anyway, deep down there. They came from home.
And
we got them out, we can get them back in. And Comrade Venani must come out of the closet. Because me, I know a SWAPO smile when I see one.
Really?
He won't fool us, that guy. Those guys should be our next candidates. We must get on with it already.
Well, maybe you are confusing a SWAPO smile with a Black Mercedes smile.
Mm-mm. Same WhatsApp group.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's for sure. And the IPC, there's a little bit of tension going on there.
Yeah.
Well, it has been going on. And one thing that the lady said was that she wasn't shocked about what the IPC decided. I'm like, who was? We've all been following this story like for when did this start? Is it last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't shock me at least.
Helmut, apples, potatoes, even the food we eat can confirm that we are a South African colony.
Uh-huh.
Yes. If you want that to change, you need to pull up your socks, my friends.
Pick and pay.
Yeah. So Siske Howard Smith, I don't know. They got issues there. But me, I don't follow those things. I hear people call into Wanda's show, Kelvin's show, trying to decipher the law karma where counselors are concerned. You think me, I care?
Where is our national team playing their home games?
That's all I care about. I care about, like, do people have, like, in the shacks there, why do people even have shacks? I care about that. I care about, like Wanda asked, why is it suddenly important? for us to talk about counterfeit goods being burnt. So there must be something in the water, isn't it? And did you see the thing that I saw? It could be fake, but I think it's from Comrade Sam Shivute's social media where he got the congratulations from the First Lady. Elwood, me, I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's always something in the water. These guys, it's like when Christine Boma went to Dubai. Pwah! Broken leg. Comrade Sam Nioma, Sam Nioma, leave the elder alone there. That's my mind traveling back. In fact, Comrade Sam Nioma, speaking of him, there is a group of ladies in Ondangwa there that have a Ngongo manufacturing plant or something that. So what they do is export marula oil outside Namibia. And they talk about like local Namibians don't actually, they have a small local Namibian market. I think I disagree. I think they just don't make the effort. I've observed many Namibian businesses, especially those with international connections, that they don't consider the local market. They charge us the same prices as they charge their clients. They probably even include the VAT and tax on that. And then they top it up the amounts that they send to their clients abroad.
Yeah.
So they don't make the efforts. But the good news is, as a lover of Omaongo, I think they do make the Omaongo marula juice and they ferment it proper. So maybe it can be standardized. I think it's a very good initiative by those ladies. It started in 96, by the way, I think. I could be wrong.
One thing I've seen with our cultures, let me just say Africans, is that we have to, this whole commercializing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, okay, one thing that I found fascinating is the way that we have been farming all along.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's only a handful of people that have been farming for, let's say, 2-3 years in advance. Most of us just like to wait for, we'll farm this year, a small portion, and then harvest that one and wait for the next year, for the following year. When it starts raining, then we'll farm again. Why not just come up with large silos and then you farm for 2-3 years in a row? Because, with this global warming, it's hard to tell whether the rain is going to fall or not.
Helmut, me, I don't know about your ancestors, but mine had that covered.
Also in mine, there are those that had it covered, but the majority didn't have that covered. It's just on a year-by-year basis.
Actually, the seeds were preserved.
Yeah.
They were kept and preserved under certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We had okaanda. Depending on how large your field is and how good you are at working, you actually had seeds and you had grain preserved in your home. Now, me, I'm only talking about what I know. So they actually literally did think a year, 2-3 years ahead, to a point where they even intermarry in different dialects, so that in case there's drought and hunger in this one, they still have a connection to the other side that can support them. All of these things were thought through. What culture are you talking about? Which one specifically?
Not culture, though. Let me just say, look at the Maongo.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you using Israel at some point.
Yes.
That, they are like one of, if not the biggest exporter of these things. But we have it here.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't we come up with these things? And and then you look at other things like, okay, if we were, if we just start producing things commercially, we would would produce a lot of things on our own. I think part of it is that for a very long time we have been producing something to sustain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing of trading. It's especially on the large scale that we are conducting trading today.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively new. And also the amount of equipment needed. There's a group of farmers speaking in Zimbabwe. Mm. I think that was in the village earlier this week.
Yeah.
Now there are, small farmers in the, in rural areas are coordinating, are working together to try to produce something on a, on a national scale, if not international.
Mm.
Now they are trying to work with the guys that are already producing things on a commercial level.
Yeah.
But then the example that was used is like these two are like a house with two floors without a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guys on top here don't want a staircase connected to them so that they can help the guys at the bottom.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. But don't you think it's interesting, like, if you look at Namdeb, for example,
yeah,
who manufactures their body scanners for you to go in and out of Namdeb? Who manufactures their trucks, their excavators and all of these things? So obviously there's another whole value chain. There's another different types of businesses that are empowered through this one mine alone, right? Yeah. So now I'm checking out this, for example, the ladies who are doing the marula oil.
Yeah.
So to the value chain, they are talking about they need new machinery. But their manufacturers in Namibia, like, remember last year we had the brother from Grootfontein, was it the Kavango region? They were manufacturing millet pounding machines. Yes. So why not extend then and go to Namibian manufacturers and say, look, this is what we need. We need a machine that can do this. Why not expand that value chain to Namibian manufacturers instead of running to China to buy one? Usually these machines are not even as complex as long as you understand the trade.
Yeah, I think there's always...
transportation, marketing,
like
vendors,
transporting,
packaging.
And the packaging, I think that one is... I think let's focus focusing on the pounding right now. Okay, the traditional one, obviously, you can't do it on a commercial scale.
Yeah.
Because it's slow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's done in your your culture, but in mine, you usually use an X. Yeah. And it's a little dangerous that you can pound your finger very easily.
As long as we live in the same society, your culture is my culture.
So also,
maybe you are talking about my traditions.
Yeah. So that's the Kavango in me, you know. You know, the English is flying out.
Mm-hmm.
So the traditions.
Because we are functioning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, producing it on a massive scale is going to need, it's not about, for me in the beginning, it's not about, let's go big and let's do it efficient.
Yeah.
If you can do that, if you can, just go ahead. But if you can just find something that works for that meantime.
Yeah, exactly. But I also think that, why should we have to follow the European model of commercializing things?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's wrong with communal farming? Because the thing is, these ladies, they have 25 different communities that come and drop off the fruit. Mm-hmm. And then these people are paid. I think over a period of 5 years, they spent over $9 million attaining the raw materials, the raw product from the biomass from the communities, the 25 different communities. Yeah. So if we have these things growing in our society already, why can't we mobilize ourselves just like these ladies are doing their thing there? Yeah?
Mobilizing. So, you see, this is what I think we talked about this with France yesterday before we came into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
There's this starter that called in on Saturday. He was saying that they are very far from clinics or any health institution. That if you are, he used an example of being beaten by a dog.
Yeah, yeah. But that was, called into our show. He spoke to us, no?
He spoke to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now then, see, the thing is, what I was trying to picture was, okay, look at it this way. Our ancestors, I always think back, like, our ancestors, how did they tackle problems like this? That's when France was telling us, France said something like, no, most of the issues that, dogs didn't have the poisonous salivas they have today, which are mostly coming from the type of food they eat. And he said a lot of things that maybe only France can pronounce. Now, but these days, what I was trying to refer to, what I was drawing to was, in reference to what we are losing in our cultures when it comes to food and medicine and pretty much a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like these days, even with when you are bitten by a scorpion, we are running to the hospital.
Yeah.
I was bitten by scorpions growing up. I didn't need a hospital.
Did you pee on the wound?
Well, that may or may not have happened.
Yeah, you can confirm it.
I can confirm. No deny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also there are different kinds of scorpion. But, if you find the natives in this area with these different kinds of scorpion, they will tell you how that is treated.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the thing also, commercializing things like, like our European cousins, they have a way of adding preservatives, additives, and all of these things that bring in that little bit of poison that comes
along. So that it can have an expiry date.
Yeah, so that it can have an expiry date, so that it can last long on the shelves, that they are still able to make their money, you know. Now, our products are like fast perishables. So, and I still think there's a market for it because these are organic products, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be commercial in the same way that our Lani cousins are doing it. You know what I mean? We are just a little bit nuts, but $48 million left in the SME bank, Kitty. Out of $1.2 billion that was deposited by depositors into the SME bank, they were able to recover $48 million, which means that, fellow Namibians, if you had some money in there, I know Wanda said this already, but we're going to say it again anyway, which means that if you had like a dollar in there, you only get 5 cents on it. And I don't even think it's going to match up to everybody, but you know, that's what it is, Helmut. There is no a groot flop in Afrikaans.
What if Vilvicia Fund is just SME 2.0?
My friend, yeah. That's the question we all have on our minds. Please keep Kamushinda away. Would, like, can you please Google quickly who are the Namibian what board members on the SME bank? Just so that we give information to the people. We don't know what they are going to do with it. What they do with it is entirely up to them. Yeah, just so we know who we know which Namibian to ask questions, isn't it? Yeah. So that's what it is. The time is 9:21. Oh, yes. Lela, ladies and gentlemen, just download the app. Try to connect the app to your banking details and see if you can transfer some money onto your Lela. And this is how you can utilize that platform to engage with us, send out shout outs, send out birthday messages, and we'll read them all out for you. So check it out. Try it out. For me, myself, like you and I are learning about it together. So one step at a time. Slow motion is better than no motion. So I'm at that level where I'm now starting to transfer some funds into my Lela account so that I can try it out. I can send you all a message. Okay? So we see how that works out.
All right. This guy's got names.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This is the wrong SME.
What are you looking? Prashpalapad. Ramuhatra.
The next thing I saw, there was something like Mahatma Gandhi. I'm like, there's no way this is Namibia.
And now Namibians are apparently there. They want to go there by the Chinese embassy to go and demonstrate. I mean, look, I don't really understand what the, like, if you think about it, the Chinese really serve a market that is unable to finesse the situation. Like, what happened to all the other guys that were demonstrating there with Amushelelo them? Are they fired? Or do they still have their jobs? Have they been forgiven?
Okay.
You know, those are questions. Yeah.
Okay, look, if you ask me, this whole protest, okay, unless there is a very serious point that we can connect to Namra and the counterfeit goods, I think we are shifting here. We are moving away from the business, environment to politics. Because what does the embassy have to do with this? It's not like they imported. Okay, this is the question I asked, from day one. The goods were banned by Namibians using Namibian laws. So this is a family fight.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would just, lead the Chinese out. Because, okay, look, we don't even know how they are able to get their goods here and sell them. And that's just half the question. Because for them to get these
maybe
goods here,
maybe they do a collective container purchase.
Exactly. Now, the point is, like Wanda said yesterday, for them to get these goods here, they produce them. So, now, you are telling me that Nike doesn't know that the Chinese are producing fake Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, they know. They must have some kind of agreement.
At some point, BMW and Mercedes even had an IP problem there by China. We understand all of these things. You know, we can't make these guys the scapegoat. Meanwhile, we are protecting white monopoly capital there through SACU. Because these guys have a control over the way we function, the way we run everything. And this is why I think Comrade Sam Shivute got his gift. So congratulations, you are doing a good job. And maybe the difference between this being important and others not being important is because of the economic situation in the country, and also because people literally spend their money individually to make business, and we are creating our own opportunities. So if the government is arrogant, saying we are not God, go create your own opportunities, and then you are burning up the goods, I mean, what does that tell the people? But we can't make the Chinese a scapegoat. Now, apparently, the whole Chinese, Ndeitunga sent a whole contingent to go guard the Chinese embassy. Nobody is allowed to walk by. Only cars can drive. Because they know only poor people will come and demonstrate there. People with cars don't have time for that nonsense. They are zooming for their petrol.
No one is coming to demonstrate with a car.
Yeah.
Well, in developed countries, yeah, but here, with the price of fuel, no one has the time for that. Now, if you ask me, I think you should just stay away from politics and just, if anything, we should be asking, NAMRA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, NAMRA, one thing. My landlord knocks my door with a TT every month end because of $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they will get away with setting $5 million worth of products on fire.
That's crazy. Like, and how did they value? How many products were these that they're worth 5 million? You know?
And if you ask me, I think 90% of those goods that were banned were not counterfeit products. Mm-mm. Those were the old clothes of the people that banned the products.
Helmut.
The original one. I mean, the counterfeits in someone's closet.
We have a book with all the Namibian NGOs in it. From HIV and AIDS to... Let me see if I can break down a few. There's a Namibian Institute for Democracy that is meant to highlight issues of civic education and teach the people around the country, especially young people, about their relationship with the country. There is the Legal Assistance Center that's supposed to teach you about the legal affairs of the country and how the country operates. Mm-hmm. There is Change. Change is good. It's a good one for Saki Shangala and James and Mike and them. That one is meant to help prisoners get integrated back into society.
It's just violence.
Yeah. Yeah. There is Men on the Side of the Road. You see those guys that chill on the side of the road in Pioneers Park, Auckland Park and whatnot.
Yeah.
They have an organization that is meant to support them find employment, empower them with information and tools that can forward them, that can propel them forward. If your child is hearing impaired and you find that at an early age you can see that maybe she can't hear you well or she's not speaking, there's an organization called Clash that you can engage with, and they can support your child. And if she is indeed hearing impaired, then they can teach her sign language from an early age that she can communicate her needs, and perhaps teach you so that you and your child can communicate. There's Edu Ventures. Edu Ventures works with the Ministry of Environment and Tourism for the most part because they are all about conservation. They're all about teaching communities smart conservation methods. There's Gobabeb. It's in the desert. There's Nadid, it's in the desert. There's the Desert Research Foundation. Why is it that we have all of these institutions, but our problems are not being solved? Why is it that all of these institutions have programs rolled out? Like, who goes to IPPR? I'm asking you listeners now. Who goes to IPPR to pick up information on the procurement process, how much money was spent? Because it's most the Institute for Public and what? Policy Research.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So many organizations. But why is it that we cannot acquaint ourselves with understanding the sovereignty of our country? Are we like all dumb cops in this country?
When it comes to that, we are all dumb cops.
Because more than 100 organizations, and all these organizations, right, Helmut,
mm-hmm.
are meant for social justice, environmental justice.
You know what? I think these guys should start putting taking their pamphlets to say bars and you know, using pictures of soccer players and Z-World actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people will be interested. I think when it comes to dissemination of information, we have a lot of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do we not know this information, we also don't know the organizations that offers this information.
Yeah. So now having to explain like, do you do? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So now you understand why people will... maybe someone will have to call in and explain to me why matching to
Umurashika wakala kwan kanavi umachungwe tingo ongwe lipu DJ mbokata monika ashitika ashiko kwa zaro onguyo tate ehe no oe nanao ukuita pupine ame no changaka inimi wanawa mzoka ashiko mlumento kwa shitwa ne thimbo ehe no muna onge oh kwa kengu angone hano uhu Oshiketa shikudira adhirithi ni maifike mpoka. Amo ndiolo valu menuba ngeva ukilila. Kuhena shituviko. Ondiku uvite. Mpoka ya kenkwa. Ohamo niko anawarela.
Ounu menu. Fika mauka kenwe.
Tuma o WhatsApp kono mola. Nola itatu imwe. Na tunolo ngoi. Mbali heali. Mbali ongoi. Ile utaelepo epanjale tulo Facebook akoma lungula. Ko VMMC Namibia.
Yebo, we are back. We're going to start taking telephone calls. But Helmut was making a point.
Mm-hmm. Matching to the Chinese embassy.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to yield from that? Please, someone answer my question.
And, like, look, show me a Vambu meme that does not have a tent from Chinatown. Even the rich ones.
And I'm not just saying this because I have a thing.
Your flashlights, your solar panels, your what? Your shoes, your clothes, boxer. Your boxers. In fact, your odelelas.
Your iPhone.
Yeah.
It's from Chinatown. And I'm not only saying this because I have a thing for Asian chicks, but
I think we are backing up the wrong tree.
And no, it's a deviation in a wrong direction, especially when it comes to unless it's something different, not about the counterfeit goods.
I wonder what Mishake Muyongo has to say all about all of this.
He's drinking coffee and laughing.
Good morning.
Yes, morning chicken.
How's it?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good.
Yes. Morning, Helmut.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
All good, how are you?
I know, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would like to comment with regard to what Julius Malema said regarding this the arrest of the NEF guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe try to answer some of the questions that Wanda was asking on his program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is, what most people, and like the questions that Wanda was posing to Eliezer, I think, was the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the thing is, to Julius Malema, SWAPO, ZANU-PF, and ANC, Julius Malema is in fact fighting against the former liberation movement, like in southern Africa. Whether now who is this? The one who said there is also corruption in South Africa?
I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one who said Julius Malema should focus on the corruption that's happening in South Africa.
Tengari.
Not Tengari. The other guy who was arrested who was convicted for the swimming pool somewhere there is a SWAPO Politburo there.
I'm not sure exactly. But yeah, please continue. Yeah.
Yeah, he said that Julius Malema should focus on the corruption that is in South Africa.
Yeah.
You see, Julius Malema's standpoint is that corruption is endemic in SWAPO, corruption is endemic in
ANC,
the ANC.
ZANU-PF.
Yeah, Tobia Opindi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tobia Opindi is the one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Malema should focus on the corruption in South Africa. According to Malema's point of view, if we've been following Malema, is that corruption is endemic in all these former liberation movements.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't define whether it's SWAPO, whether it's the ANC, or whether it's the ZANU-PF.
Yeah,
you see, that's why that's what Wanda was asking from Eliezer.
Yeah,
and probably that's what Wanda was not. understanding Julius Malema's point of view.
No, I think they are just protecting their Land Cruisers. Because for me, yeah. I think that if Malema, if the Namibians decided to create an extension of the EFF in Namibia, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And if they do report to the mother party, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. During our liberation struggle, the ANC was, in fact, the ANC has influenced most of the liberation struggles, if not the ruling parties, across Africa. In fact, they did liaise, they did communicate, they were all connected. What's wrong with EFF connecting in Swaziland and Namibia? If they wanted, if I could encourage them, they should have a branch in every country so that we can have one African president eventually.
Yes, that's why, and Wanda also brought in the issue of Kamushinda.
Yeah.
You see, Wanda also asked, why is it so difficult for Namibia to go and search, to arrest or to follow Kamushinda in Zimbabwe? The answer is very easy. Kamushinda is linked to ZANU-PF.
He's got some powerful friends.
And you must know that. And you must know that for a member of ZANU-PF, he can walk straight into SWAPO.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean? So what's wrong with EFF and NEFF having the same relationship?
A member of ZANU-PF Politburo and a member of he can walk straight into SWAPO Politburo, and he can also walk straight into the ANC Politburo, and a member of the ANC Politburo can walk straight into SWAPO Politburo.
Exactly.
These people have got the same ideology. That's why Hengari and the establishment and Toby Opindi, if Malema were to visit Namibia here, they will never be happy if Malema visiting Namibia.
No, they won't.
And in Zimbabwe also is the same. If Malema were to visit Zimbabwe, the ZANU-PF and the establishment and the government will never be happy for Malema to visit their respective countries. Yes.
Thank you very much for coming.
They will always, because these people were in the same trenches. We must all remember.
Yeah.
And they've already chosen sides.
Yeah.
Yes. There is no way a SWAPO member will say, no, Malema have got a point, or Malema have got a point. In fact, Namibia have also commented on the Namibian government and the Ministry of International Relations. Commented on foreign issues on Palestine. If Ms. Nandu Bondeto have commented on Palestine, why should she comment if Namibia is not involved in Palestine?
Yeah,
but we have a right. We have a right to comment wherever we feel the issue affects the people.
Exactly. And I think that separatist perception towards Africa, where we are trying to 10 Africans as into foreigners into Africa, is completely wrong. I mean, if anything, we should be moving towards a unification, you know, whether it's on regional or continental level, we should be moving towards a reunification. So this thing of stick to your South Africa, but we are sticking to our Namibia, meanwhile, everything we eat is South African, thanks to them, doesn't make sense, you know? Thank you very much.
And you remember Malema's statement, okay, in conclusion.
Yeah.
And you remember Malema's statement whereby he says the African Union is a club of old people. You see, and all these ruling parties in Africa, they are just one club.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the former liberation movement.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good day. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Look,
whenever you know, whenever you involve politics into something, it dominates everything, every aspect of that something.
Politics dominates everything but the will.
Yeah.
For development. Good morning.
Good morning, my brothers. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, how are you, brother Abdul?
Yeah. Good morning to your listeners,
sir. Yes.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, but Namibia or Africa or whatever we find ourselves here. First of all, we must try to be very, very careful for what we are saying to ourselves and laughing. It seems like when you are saying that, and I remember when you say the minister is useless, and this is exactly what it means, that I listened to most of your comments and most of the debate is going on, and you are proposing useless system that is happening, and that is exactly when people say that when you call people useless, meaning you, all of us, we are useless. When you are supporting Julius Malema of making a statement which is very, very dynamically in the system of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying, that when people are trying to be biased and use them to destroy your house, and mm-hmm. we are here provoking.
Thank you very much, Abdul. I think he brought me to a point where exactly what I wanted to say is that the people there sitting by SACU, especially the people that benefit most from that cup or that monopoly there happening.
Mm-hmm.
They are very happy to see us go there to Chinatown. They are very happy to see us in a chaotic vibration going to the Chinese embassy demonstrating for no reason. They are very happy to see us go to Sam Shivute and go, yeah, you are this, you are this, you are nothing, nothing. Mm-hmm. They are very happy to see our first lady congratulating him on what he did. They are very happy to hear what he's saying towards the nation, that it aggravates us so that we can be violent and so that we are unruly. These are the things that make them happy, as long as we keep buying. Good morning.
Good morning, chicken.
How's it?
Now, I'm just confused, man. Dynamically African, what?
Yeah, welcome to Abdul's language.
Yeah.
That's very deep.
Well, he's from a political family.
Mm-hmm.
Vocabulary was breakfast for him growing up.
Biggest sense, but, hey, with these things, these sentences, when they are mixed, I'm like, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah, let me free my mind.
Yeah, please, Mandenzo.
I saw Neitunga is protecting Chinese Day. And one thing I, like Monday, there was a, that Amushalolo's churches were circulating. And I look at that paper and I was like, the machine that printed that paper looks like a counterfeit machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when I saw the paper, I'm like, what a state machine printing like this.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a joke to me. Yeah. On the lighter note, let me go to dystopia. Now, the guy who built a swimming pool from a corruption money is telling Malema to focus on... I mean, if I was Tobi, I would just keep quiet. Like, yeah. Somebody else in the Swapo party could have maybe replied to Malema, but not him. Really.
Yeah.
No, not him.
Didn't he get acquitted? Yeah, but it doesn't matter, does it now? It's not like he said anything of substance or anything important that is impressive anyway. This is now a guy who wants to be in a leadership position in our party.
You see now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you talk about those things, then you're interfering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's saying Namibia was colonized from Malema's home country. Now, Malema didn't colonize us.
No.
Malema was also colonized.
In fact, weren't we all in the same boat?
We were all in the same boat. And after, with all their corruption, with all their things that we are saying to South Africa, with all their problems, they are still killing us.
Yeah, you're at a very windy place, man.
Yeah, I'm on a farm. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So, with all their problems, with all their corruption, mm-hmm. at least they are feeding us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but us, with our little corruption, as we are saying, corruption is not endemic in Namibia. We can't even not do anything.
Yeah, we can't even feed ourselves.
No, so we can't compare ourselves to South Africa. As you were saying, all these companies are from South Africa, my friend. Financial institutions, to anything you can mention in Namibia.
Yeah, well, clothing, money, food, everything.
Everything, even toilet paper is from South Africa.
Oh, there's a young lady making toothpicks from thorns. I find that very questionable. She better be good at sharpening those things nicely, because those thorns don't play. Anyhow, I want to see her product. I'll support her one of these days.
Even me, I saw it. I want to see it, how she's doing it.
Yeah, because the whole morning I'm thinking, how can I put a thorn in? What if it breaks in between my teeth? Because it's a strong.
That thing is very sharp.
Yeah, it's sharp, and it's got a strong stem, or what you might call this. I don't understand. You know. It's stronger. Wood is still bendable. You can still get it out. The wetter it gets, the softer it becomes.
The softer it becomes.
Mm. Anyhow, I wish her luck. Maybe she'll improve
her creativity.
Those are things we need to support.
Yes, like, definitely.
Those are this marula wool that you guys are talking. These are things that Upindi would advocate for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that we must now go for to make sure that Namibia is sustainable. I mean, after 32 years, we are still blaming apartheid here.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that apartheid that we are blaming didn't build that Kadatura hospital, that central Muslim schools that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Where will Namibia be?
Exactly.
Very questionable. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Denzel.
Yeah.
All right.
So, should I do it? Let us read this. The liquidators David Bruni and Ian McLaren are asking the High Court to declare that the 6 former directors are liable for all the debts and other liabilities of the SME Bank, and that they should pay back all directors' fees they received while serving on the bank's board of directors. Now, who are these people? Who are these directors?
These former board of directors members?
Bruni and McLaren are suing Dishishi, the Minister of Defense, Franz Kapofi, the Secretary of Cabinet, George Simata, and the fellow former SME Bank directors, Milka Mungunda, Petrina Nakale, and Justice Haufiku. You like me to say that again? Dishishi, Kapofi, Simata, Milka Mungunda, Petrina Nakale, and Justice Haufiku. Dishishi, Kapofi, and Simata are each served as board chairperson of the bank. Look, me, I'm not beefing with anybody. I'm just giving you that information. What you do with it is entirely up to you. Make I give you something special.
If you want to know who not to trust your money with.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it, Eliezer? Please switch off your radio.
It's off.
Okay.
You see, like SMB, the board of director.
Mm-hmm.
They also involved in the corruption also, but people are just quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Why they are quiet? I don't know. Because people, they said, we wait the law to what it takes to cost, what was shown, what they said. But these things are delaying things. Things you know, you see that one is involved in this one, and then what you said, that will not interfere because the law is there.
Yeah.
But the law, it won't come. The law is also... It's also captured by those people. They go there to Imaro and they talk, and then again they said no, we wait for the law to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are just wasting our time in this law of this country. Everything we say no, that's the law. What's on the law? We don't know even the law. Even the inspector what's on the inspector general. He also don't know the law because he. When what he did there, what he take action with, maybe it's a minimum force what they use. I don't know why they apply minimum force at the Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
You apply minimum force where you something likely to be probably to become a danger. But this one, it was not a danger even. But you apply minimum force to spare people because of fighting for their right and fighting for the Amcelero is in the Nyoma.
Mm-hmm.
They are fighting for the public right. It's not because they are individually what we are supporting. Even here, I was here at the town Rana yesterday.
Yeah.
I see people are grouping, discussing why Amcelero is arrested.
Yeah.
People are discussing about this.
Yeah.
People are gathering and we see the group of people. What if you listen there? They said, don't talk about that. They must release Amcelero.
Mm-hmm.
Why they should arrest those two people? They were not arrested. Those people could not arrest them because and the policeman said, "No, if they are taken, they will do the same problem again."
Apparently,
it means that we have a problem in this country. They don't want to face the problem.
Mm-hmm. They want to handle the symptoms. They are putting panado on it.
We are not solving the problem direct. We are just doing it indirect. I don't know how. Who really give us the guarantee on that he's doing that. Because he said, no, we have the good law in Africa, what shown. But people are suffering because of that law. And the person, like, what Upindi would tell Malema, South Africa is the one who was colonizing Namibia. Malema should remember.
I don't know. This is an aspiring leader, my brother. He scares me a bit.
You could not understand this person. Imagine corruption. A lot of millions gone. And they still tell us, the former government, what about your corruption you did?
Mm.
If you were at a zero corruption, or you might even volunteer to not to get a salary, you can even say, maybe you are better. But now you still continue corruption. And then you tell people, no, they are colonizing us. What we are suffering is because of them. What about people are suffering because of your corruption you are doing in the country?
Mm-hmm.
We are not suffering because of South Africa. This former government, you know, is 30 years ago. What we are suffering because of you. You are there and then doing corruption.
Yeah.
Those people, even Upin is just there, he's our leader. And then also the one who want to become a leader again, the president, the prime minister, he was involved in that farming, what farm he bought.
Mm-hmm.
He bought 4 million and they said it's 15 million to the government again.
Mm-hmm. That. Yeah.
They are corrupted and then we are the one who are appointing to become a leader. How can they deal with corruption in this country?
Mm.
Many of them, they are involved in corruption. A couple of those involved, they are there, the SME, and then they are the one, no one with me don't have a hand in the corruption. They point everybody because they see people, they don't understand, people, they forgot. We tend to forget everything. Therefore, they come up. If they treat you like that, what they did, they see election is far. Let us do that because it's election. They look
I don't even think they care anymore.
The election is.
Mm.
And then if it is far, they start treating you bad. When it is close, they say, no, people, when they come there, they already forget. They will vote us. That's what they are doing to this nation.
Mm.
We are suffering because of them. We are suffering because of the former government. Why are they using this act, like 50-something act, on those 50, 61,
mm-hmm.
vote for the country.
I'm sure the same ones that were used against the people that were fighting for the liberation struggle are the same ones that they are using today.
They are using, which means they are still colonizing us, like, don't see where we are here.
Mm.
Yeah, we could not support them. Like, me, I'm not supporting the Itunga and the other, like, what Upindi and so on. What they are saying to Malema, to me, I am not supporting it.
Aye, it doesn't make sense, man. No, Africa should be a united front.
No, it's
good for Malema to stand up for the gentlemen there.
Who is interested in their action and their talking? Who is interested? How many people are interested?
Thank you very much, Elias. Have a good day, man.
Hey, this Elias guy reminds me of my mom. Says what he wants to say and just hangs up. Gone. Orange Moon, there's one school, one supermarket, one roundabout, one hospital, but at least 6 churches. The town featured a large recreational complex with a swimming pool, cinema, restaurants, and bars. That has nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to say it. Anyway, Helmut, you were saying
also something that has nothing to do with anything.
Mm.
Apparently, a few days ago, a hyena was chilling in Lutheritz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hyenas hang out there by Coleman's Cope.
They hang out. Yeah. Apparently they come from time to time, they come to the sea to the sea line to eat whatever is washed ashore.
The only blessing is that they chill alone there, that side of Lutheritz.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you found like a pack of 3 and you are there by Coleman's Cope and you are the only visitor that day.
Yeah, and there are no 3s to climb that side. Oh, you are doomed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they are scared of us. I won't be scared of a hyena.
No, because
it's a scavenger. It's like a politician.
Yeah.
It's something that's dead already.
They're not really that predatory when it comes to human beings. There are not a lot of stories. If anything, hippos are even more dangerous than them.
Hippos are dangerous than lions even.
Good morning. Good. Is your radio off?
Yeah, let me switch it off.
Yebo.
Yeah. How's the morning, guys?
How about yourself?
My friend, the same old Namibia.
Matukonji Thauriri.
Matukonji Thauriri. Guys,
Man.
First, man, guys, I just wanted to talk about, it was about the Wanda show in the morning, eh?
Mm.
It was just like something I just wanted to advise that. I think our brother is like a little bit of a blind spot, just because sometimes he doesn't listen to callers till they finish explaining themselves. He quickly thinks of something because sometimes somebody is not yet done explaining or to come to his point why he's saying something, and then he jumps in and disturbs
my brother,
whatever the
person. I won't lie to you, ne?
Yeah.
I would much prefer if you took it up with Wanda. Otherwise, for me, I'm just interfering into something.
Maybe just come through,
make some points based on the topics for today.
No problem. That was just something I brought up, but yeah, no problem.
So
my main topic was actually about Noah, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? And the ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I wanted to bring up, guys, I think it's high time. Enough is enough. We are busy running around. We've been complaining for ages about, money is disappearing. We don't even use the right term anymore, that money is being stolen. Now we say money is disappearing. We don't know if the money is walking out by itself or what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's high time that people are supposed to march to the ICC, to the ACC, and held Noah accountable, because How long has it been established now?
It's almost 15 years. It's 16, going for 16 years now. Yeah, 16 years, basically.
It's going for 16 years. So now it means that Mr. Noah is literally getting a salary for no reason, because we have corruption that is going on here in the country, and we have somebody that is on the head of an association that is supposed to be investigating corruption. So I think it's high time we march to his offices and pull him out or to his house so that he tells us, where is the paper trail? Where is the money? We never talk about money in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We never talk where the money is. Who are the people held accountable? And that is his job. If he cannot answer for this, he should be arrested and thrown into jail.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing his job. So it means he's part of this corruption.
Me, I won't be surprised.
Yes. So,
the symptoms are too, the signs are, it's too fishy to ignore.
They're too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's too fishy to ignore, and he's been put there to eradicate corruption. So if he's not doing his job, it means he's part of it. So it's high time we start holding people accountable. Noah should be held accountable. How can you be called Noah, in name of someone who rescued people, but you are so corrupt? He was supposed to be named Nashivakeni. Something. Yeah? It doesn't make sense to be called Noah, but you are not helping people. It's a disgrace. Because it doesn't make sense for you to be called Noah, but you are a thief. You are a crime in this country. And my last point, guys, was about, you remember chicken when you were a kid and you are sleeping in front of the TV, né?
Mm-hmm.
And your parents or your big brother is telling you, hey, go sleep. You are tired and you are getting angry. Which I hear, leave me alone.
Yeah, but you are still there stuck. My son does that.
It is exactly what our politicians are doing in parliament.
Yeah.
Understand? The only difference is they are being recorded with evidence. They are tired. 60 years is enough. They should go home and go sleep. They are tired.
Yeah.
But yet they are, that's where you see, Kucha, these are small kids in adults' bodies.
Oh, my brother. Thank you very much. We are going to cross over to IUM. Today our show has only been an hour. Thank you very much for coming through. Have a good day, man. Yeah.
All right, folks. Please, again, get the Lela app. This is how you can get to know us, communicate with us, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to empower us through that platform also. So get it, and let's also learn the process together. It's very easy to use.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. So follow us on social media at freeyourmind_NA. Check out our website. That's www.freeyourmind.com.na. And, you know, stay black on both sides like a biltong, okay? Chap, we're crossing over to IUM now.
Namibia, we remember those before us. Be remembered for your
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW.